Church, you ready?
Yes.
All right, read it together. Begin.
Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. They took him aside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars.
I want to talk to you, share you today about blessing and grace. There are two keywords in the Bible, blessing and grace. Everybody say blessing and grace.
Blessing and grace.
We all need those two words, blessing and grace. We cannot live, okay? Neither or. We need both of those two words, blessing and grace. Okay? You want to say blessing and grace?
Blessing and grace.
Where's your son, Micah? We will bring my son, he's my spiritual son, right? Bring him. So blessing and grace. Now blessing is Old Testament term, and grace is New Testament term, okay? So whenever we talk about blessing, it's the outward blessings, okay? Material blessings. If you have a car, that is your outward blessing. You understand? If God gives you a nice house, that is your outward blessing. Huh? If you have nice outfit like this, necktie, shiny necktie, this is not a real diamond, right? Don't misunderstand. Somebody will cut the try to take it away. This is just a very cheap. I don't know, shiny stuff. So, if you have a very nice outfit, that is our blessing. That's easy, huh? Isn't it? If you have a good job, that is our blessing. Jeremiah has a good job, I know. Jeremiah, right? You know why? Because he can choose what time to work. What kind of job is that? He can talk to boss, today I'm going 9 o'clock, today I'm going 8 o'clock. As according to his emergency schedules, he can be very flexible with his work, and that's a very good job, I'll say. And job is not too heavy. Huh? I never heard from him, oh, I have a shoulder ache, muscle ache. I never heard from him. It's a very easy job, so maybe not easy. For him it's easy, for me it's very hard. Anyway, that's a good job, right? Right? You think it's a good job, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, come, brother. Come. I see the golden watch. Is that a gold? It looks like gold.
Show to the church.
It's okay.
Look. Looks very expensive.
Right? Oh!
Wow. Worn by who?
Which is better? Which is better?
It's much better.
This is better? How much? We call it blessing. Outward blessing. You understand? So the blessing has to do with outwardly, material blessings. You got a good job, a good house. You have been scouted. You have been upgraded, elevated. All those are blessings. We call it blessings. And we need blessings to live. Why? Because we are human, and we have body on this earth. We need blessings. We need food in the refrigerator. We need clothes. We need shoes, right? We need transportation. We need everything. All those things God will provide, and God provided to you. Amen. And those of you who are studying and you're working, and that's a blessing. God has given you the school. God has given you the work. Although it's not easy life, but still it's God's blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have blessing because this is a very nice sanctuary here. Very cozy here. Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, before it was a flat. The ceiling was now it's like arch. kind of style, but before it was a flat ceiling, very low. Before we had no monitor, this floor was carpet, red carpet. You know, now it's renovating, now it has been beautifully designed and decorated. It's much better now. It's all blessings.
Amen.
But blessing is not the purpose of our life. Blessing is not the goal of our life. There's something far more bigger and greater purpose for your life and my life. And that is not the blessing. That is not God's blessing. God's blessing is the process. And what is the goal of blessing? It's grace. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you know what I'm talking about today. I hope you get this message. Because once you get this message, I'm telling you, you will be much more happier. You will be much more have satisfaction in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you only know the blessing part, money, better, eating, you know, all those material blessings, then life becomes miserable. Why? When you have money, you feel happy. When you don't have money, you are sad. But life is not a matter of whether you have money or don't have money. Life is not about that, because you know what? You and I, we are spiritual being. We are spiritual being.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you agree that you and I, we are spiritual being?
Yes.
Yeah?
Amen.
Oh, if you don't get this, you will miss everything in the Bible. If you get this, you will get everything in the Bible. Remember that you are spiritual being. And how does that happen? Well, we have to go back to the book of Genesis, right? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let's look at some scriptures. We're not going to follow the outline today, okay? Although I preach this message in the morning, I feel like I need to really emphasize the importance of spirit, because grace has to do with the spirit, and I will explain that later. Okay, first let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Okay?
Genesis.
Yeah. 창세기 1장 26절. Okay. Ready, brothers? Let's read together. Begin.
God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, and the livestock of the earth, and all the creatures of the
earth." Okay. God says in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1 tells us how God created us, right? Now, how did God create us? God said, let us. That's a plural, right? God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let us make man in our
image.
And what is that image? According to Colossians 1:26, it talks about inner image. It refers to the image of Christ. Image of Christ. Christ is the image of invisible God. Colossians 1:26. So Jesus Christ is the image of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the visible of the invisible God. Because Jesus Christ came into this earth, we get to know who God is. We get to know how God looks like. Okay? Without Jesus Christ, there's no way we can know God. Jesus Christ is the image of God. So here, God made us, created us in the image of Christ. Right? Why? So God created us in the image of Christ so that Christ can come into us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the original plan, grandeur plan of God. God made you in the image of Christ so that Christ can come into you. So that you can become one with Christ. That is the plan of God. We call that grace. Grace means when, Luke chapter 1, when Mary was conceived, Jesus, in her womb, remember? When she was conceived, right? The angel called that woman, Mary, a woman of grace. Why? Why woman of grace? Because she was conceived, Jesus Christ, in her womb. So if you have Jesus in you, you are woman of grace, you are man of grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, Jesus Christ himself is grace. Without the grace, we can never know who God is. And because of Jesus Christ, who is the Christ, who is grace, Jesus Christ is the grace, and he has come into our being, now we can know for sure that God lives in me. Because Christ lives in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we say grace, it means God lives in me. Okay, repeat it after me. Grace means?
Grace means.
God lives in me.
God lives in me.
Where? Where? In your body? In your soul? In your spirit. In your spirit. That's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay? So, we have to understand that we are spiritual beings, and God made us spirit so that the spirit, who is Christ, can come into our spirit. Okay? I cannot contain water. Look, I cannot contain water unless I have a cup. Unless I have a water cup. Do you understand? Because I have this wonderful cup, water cup, I can pour out water and I can even drink it. This cup can contain water, right? God created you in the image of Christ so that Christ can be contained. So that Christ can come in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You and I, we are the greatest people. We are the greatest creature in this earth because you and I, we contain God.
Amen.
We contain Holy Spirit. Okay, John 3:6. John 3:6. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, ready? Begin.
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Flesh, look at this now. Awake. Okay, look at me. Flesh, what's a flesh? This is flesh, right? Flesh gives birth to flesh. Man and woman, they get married and then they have a baby, right? Flesh gives birth to flesh. Do you understand? Huh? Even dog. Right? Dog, they give flesh. Do you understand? All animals, they give birth to flesh. Do you understand? That's a flesh. If we don't have a spirit, we are same with the animals. There's no difference with the animal, right? If we don't have a spirit. Do you understand? But praise the Lord, we have a spirit, and we are far different from the animals.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I, we cannot compete with we cannot compare ourselves with dog or cat or, you know. Why? Because they don't have a spirit. But the spirit, that's a capital S, right? Capital S, right? The spirit, that's it refers to the Holy Spirit. The spirit is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gives birth to spirit. That's a small S now, right? That's us. That's you. So, Holy Spirit gives birth to spirit, you. How your spirit became alive? Through the Holy Spirit. When you say, Lord Jesus, you accept Jesus Christ, He became a spirit, the spirit, right? And when you receive the spirit, what happens? This is what happened. The spirit comes upon your spirit. That spirit was dead before, but when the spirit comes, your spirit becomes alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Are you getting me? Huh? All those non-believers out there now, they don't have the spirit. Their spirit is dead. Do you understand?
Yes.
If a non-believer out there, their spirit is dead. So that's why they cannot communicate with God. Do you understand? They can communicate with man, but they cannot communicate with God. Because their spirit is dead. But our spirit is very much alive. Our spirit is alive. Therefore, we can worship God in spirit. John chapter 4 verse 24 says, God is spirit, therefore worshipers must worship in
spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Talk to the person next to you. You are a spiritual being.
You are a spiritual being.
Okay, ask them one more time. Where is your spirit then? You agree that you're a spiritual being. Where is your spirit? Huh? Here?
Some people just say,
here? Here, stomach? Here? Answer is, we don't know. We don't know where the spirit, but there's a spirit. Hallelujah!
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
No one can tell, that's the way. Your stomach is in the kidney, your spirit is in the kidney or stomach or heart, we don't know. But spirit is spirit, do you understand? We cannot contain spirit into a certain box. Because spirit is beyond flesh. Spirit is beyond materialism. Spirit is beyond time and space. Hallelujah. It's something that we cannot comprehend because spirit is beyond the space and time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we know for sure because spirit is in us and we can testify the spirit is in us. How? Because we are born again through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are born again through the scriptures. Through Jesus Christ, we're born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, how many of you are born again? You're born again?
Amen.
You're born again?
Amen.
If you're born again, that means the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you have become a spiritual being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can put your hands with that. Okay. So, you have to understand now. 1 Corinthians 6:17. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need more revelation this afternoon. We need more revelation and more wisdom to understand this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, read it together. Begin.
But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One with. King James Version. King James Version. King James Version. Okay, that's better. Read King James Version. Begin. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. I like this. The King James Version is much better. The Recovery Bible also says one spirit, okay? Some of you have Recovery Bible. One of the best translation Bible, right? King James Version, Recovery, very good translation. No, go back, go. Where? Okay. He that is joined unto the Lord, meaning Jesus Christ, if we have united with Jesus, we are? Is one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus Christ and you now have become one spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So, now let me go back to our title. Blessing and grace. The goal of blessing is? Grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blessing itself is not the goal. It's not the purpose. God's purpose is not just to give you blessing. God's purpose for your life is not just to give you a good job and earn money and go back to your country or live a happy life on this earth. No! Hello? Hello? God's purpose for your life is greater. It's greater than our physical life on this earth.
Amen.
God's purpose for your life is greater than driving a car. They're living a 2-bathroom and 3-rooms a house.
Amen.
Huh? I'm telling you, God's blessing, God's plan is greater than those blessings that we have received or what we need.
Amen.
The blessing that we need, God's plan is greater.
Amen.
You have to understand and you have to realize, otherwise, if you don't get this God's plan and God's purpose, purpose for your life, then you will be end up in just wandering like a squirrel in a what do you call that? Squirrel in a
cage.
Huh?
Cage,
thank you. The squirrel in a cage and the squirrel is running. Do you know? You know what I'm talking about? You know squirrel, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Wheel.
Huh? Yeah, wheel. Cage and wheel, right? The wheel cage? Wheel cage. You know squirrel, right? Wheel cage, right? And then the squirrel is running.
Running.
But what happened? It's the same spot. There's no progress. No matter how fast you run, you're in the same spot because you are in a cage. Do you understand? It's like if you are just concentrated on the material and outward blessings of your life, then it's like you're a squirrel in a box. You are running, but you are just getting old. You're getting white hair, white beard, and your body is getting older and older. That's it. God didn't create us just to grow old and die. No. God created us more than that. God created us so that you can become one with Jesus Christ and to enjoy that grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To enjoy that grace every each moment of your life. God wants you to turn your mind and your heart to your spirit. Because your spirit is one spirit with Christ's spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. And there is a satisfaction. In Christ, there's satisfaction.
Amen.
In Christ, there's abundant blessings.
Amen.
In Christ, there's a peace. In Christ, there's joy. In Christ, there's a reconciliation. In Christ, there's a forgiveness. In Christ, there's a love. In Christ, there's everything you need.
Amen.
In Christ, there's a beyond what you need.
Amen.
I'm telling you, blessings are included in grace. And Jesus Christ is the grace. And the grace means you have conceived with Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ who lives in your spirit needs to grow. Grow, grow, grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning your character. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Look at this Philippians 1:6 now. We will go back. 1:6 now. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Okay, ready? Okay, read. Begin.
Being confident
of this,
that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Let's see.
I drank the water wrong. You have to preach that. I got a drink, okay? Okay. Being confident of this, the he, who is he here? Who's here?
Jesus.
Jesus, right? God, right? Jesus who began a good work, where?
Here we
are. Where?
In you.
When did you got born again? When was the day that you born again? You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ask the person next to you. Go ahead. When did you get born again? When did you get born again? You have an answer? Do you know? Okay. The moment you're born again is the day when God started to work good work in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The day you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the day, is the moment when grace has started. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace, again, grace means God in me. God lives in my spirit, right?
Amen.
So the goal of blessing is grace. Hallelujah. God has a purpose for your life, and that is to live together with you, to be one with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is much better purpose of God for you. So everything, the solution of your life, your successful of your Christian life is not outside, it's in you, inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't try to find solution somewhere outside. No, it's in you, in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has started good work in you. Will carry it on to completion.
Amen.
Trust Christ who is in you will carry it on to completion.
Amen.
He will finish it.
Amen.
He began a good work. He started good work in you. He will finish it.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will do it.
Amen.
He has done it on the cross. He died. And he rose again. And he is doing in you now, and he will continue to be doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is called
grace.
Grace. And that is called from your side, that's grace from God's side. From your side, that is called faith. Faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is called what?
Faith.
Faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Let me show you illustration again to make it easier. You pray, oh God, I need $100. I need $100. That's what? Blessing, isn't it? Physical need, right? I need $100 and God gave you $100. And you believe with your heart that God will give you $100. So you pray because you believe and God, next day God gives you $100. You're going to feel what? You're going to feel happy because God answered your prayer, isn't it? Right? And do you think God is happy too? Why not, huh? Why not, huh? But God will be much more happier if you believe that God lives in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you get it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you believe about the blessings, about the outward blessings, that's a very small faith. And God does not value that too much. It's a very baby Christian level. Do you understand? God does not value that much. But once you believe, once you have faith that God lives in you, it's a whole different matter.
Amen.
It's a whole different matter. Because the thousands of angels of God will be focused on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The heavenly light will be shine upon you.
Amen.
The bright lights will be shine upon you.
Amen.
And the heavenly angels will be focused on you. Oh, that brother in overflowing church, he begins to believe that God lives in him.
Amen.
And he believes that he can do all things through and in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He begins to believe that he can do all things in spirit. All the heavens' attention will be upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm trying to say today?
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
Huh? So are you going to pray, oh God, give me $100? Or are you going to pray, God, I believe you are living in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
You wanna know the secret? You wanna know the secret?
Yes.
Blessings are included in grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you go after grace, blessings are included.
Amen.
But if you go after blessings, grace is not included there. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to go for it? Are you going to go for blessings or grace?
Grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, this is competition now. Grace or blessings or grace? You answer, okay? Are you going to go after blessings or grace? Huh?
Grace.
No. Timing is important. Unity, one voice is very important. See, now they're talking to each other. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Brothers, sisters, blessings or grace?
Grace!
Oh, not bad. Oh, not bad. Not bad, huh? Not bad. I feel a little insecure about this group today. I don't know why. A little bit insecure. All right. Brothers, sisters, blessings or grace?
Grace!
Oh, not bad. Give a hand to each other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So whenever we pray, we should start praying not just for the blessings, not just thanking for God's blessings. Oh God, I thank you for blessings, this and that, but we should start thanking God for the grace.
Amen.
That I am conceived of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God lives with me.
Amen.
And who's there too? Who's there to stand against me? No gates of hell can stand against me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because Christ is all in all.
Amen.
Christ is above all the authorities. Christ is above all power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who's there to stand against you?
Nobody.
Who's there to stand against the church? Nobody. Hallelujah. Remember, Satan has been defeated. When the moment Jesus Christ died on the cross, before he breathed the last breath, he said, it is finished. Tetelestai. It is finished, and Satan has been defeated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If Satan is attacking you and he's trying to tempt you, remember, it's unlawful. Do you understand? He's committing sin against God. It's unlawful. It is not law permitted to Satan to attack you. He has been destroyed already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have right to say, in Jesus' name, I command, go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hello, church, wake up.
Amen.
Open your eyes.
Amen.
Don't go after the money. Go after the Christ.
Amen.
Go after the grace.
Amen.
Don't go after the blessings.
Amen.
The pagans, the non-believers go after the blessings. At the end of that blessings, without God, you know, is a miserable. We go after Christ.
Amen.
Because He is our grace. Oh, how wonderful. How magnificent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should thank God for everything God has done for you. You understand? You should thank God for the job, for the health, for everything. Yes, we need to thank Him for everything what He has done for us. But we need to thank Jesus Himself.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
We need to thank Jesus because He is our Savior. Because He is our Redeemer. He is our Sanctifier. He is our Healer. He is our King. We need to thank Him. He is all in all. He is all-inclusive Christ. In Christ, all things are included. The heavens and the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have Jesus, you have everything.
Amen.
If you have Jesus, you have everything.
Amen.
Oh, believe this truth. Believe this truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am so happy today. I don't know why. I'm so happy.
Amen.
Do you think I am so happy because I won a lotto game? I won $1 million? No. Do you think I'm so happy because my wife got more beautiful? Do you think I'm so happy because my son got a very good career in the United States? No. Nothing has changed in my life. But I'm so happy. Why? Because I know my Jesus lives in my spirit.
Amen.
And this truth, no one can take it away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I die, I die for Jesus.
Amen.
And I will not die. I will never die, Bible says. I will never die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not me, you too. You and I, we will never die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this flesh is nothing. This flesh is nothing. Do you understand? Hello?
Hello.
Check your flesh. Come on, your flesh. Say, this flesh is nothing.
This flesh is nothing.
It's like the cloth you wear. It's like the cloth you wear. Do you understand?
Yes.
You take off your jacket, cloth, nothing. Do you understand?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't focus on your flesh. Focus on your spirit.
Amen.
And that's the clue of your successful Christian life.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful. How beautiful our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, the Christmas is coming, huh? Christmas is coming, huh? But tell the truth, December 25 is not birthday of Jesus Christ. It's not. Okay? And actually, the history of Christmas is not from church. It's not from God, actually. It's from the pagan. So we don't really celebrate Christmas. Okay? But we do want to congratulate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank God for the birth of Jesus Christ. That is true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we don't want to put Christmas tree because that can be misled. It's not about Christmas tree. It's not about gift. It's not about carol. It's about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the world, they celebrate carol. They celebrate carols. They celebrate the Christmas songs and trees and gift exchanging and all that nice dinner and all that. But there's no Jesus. What is that? It means nothing. We want to give the best gift. That is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to share the grace of God. That God not only wants to be with you, but God wants to live in you.
Amen.
That's the greatest news we ever heard. So we want to share this news and say, you know what the meaning of Christmas is? You ask around people. When the December starts, so many people are in tune, right? With Christmas spirit. So you ask the people whom you meet, what is the meaning of Christmas? And they're going to say, it's about carol. Oh, it's about a gift. It's about trees. And you tell them, it's Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus wants to live in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that will be the best gift for God. Sharing Jesus this Christmas season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, let's thank Jesus. Not what he has given to us only, but for who he is.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Let's all stand together. Can we sing that song, Give Thanks? Do you have the song?
Oh, yeah. 미리 말해.
주께 감사.